Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. From time to time on Looking Up I've mentioned sonification, which is making sounds from energy waves in other dimensions and frequencies, such as data from the cosmos from radio telescopes. Listening to sounds from space can tell us different things about that data. But how about tasting the universe? Yes, sounds very batty, but I like the sound of it, especially if it tastes sweet. We know there's a lot of alcohol hanging around in the universe, so add those two together and you get a nice sweet port, give or take a few grapes. This is not necessarily what the entire universe tastes like, and in any case, there are many different types of objects and energies, but one type in particular, scientists think may indeed be sweet. That is rocks in the Kuiper Belt. The Kuiper Belt is a very large area outside the orbit of Neptune. If you were looking down on our solar system from above, it would encircle the planets like a donut. You might have heard of the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter, which comprises objects and material left over from the formation of the solar system 4.6 billion years ago. Well, this is a far larger and up to 100 times its mass and full of icy blocks and rock. We're just beginning to explore the Kuiper Belt, with only two spacecraft making the long journey out there so far. In 1983, the Kuiper Belt region was visited by NASA's Pioneer 10 spacecraft, which crossed into the belt but didn't visit any of its worlds. It was followed by the New Horizons spacecraft, which conducted an investigation of Pluto and its companion Charon in 2015, after a decade-long journey from Earth. The spacecraft went on to visit other Kuiper Belt objects, including Arrokoth, the icy space snowman. On New Year's Day 2019, New Horizons took a photo of Arrokoth, which revealed the surface to be a rusty red colour, which puzzled scientists. This is a snowman-shaped object, like a small rock sitting on top of a large one, and is only 34 kilometres wide. As Space.com reports, originally scientists proposed that radiation from solar wind and galactic cosmic rays, which routinely bombard Arrokoth's surface, somehow convert primitive ices like methanol into organic molecules that give off an ultra-red hue. Details about how this process would work, however, remain a mystery. But now, after a lab experiment mimicked space radiation exposure, similar to the kind Arrokoth's surface experiences, scientists found a sugar-rich surface that may explain the object's distinct red colour. To reach this conclusion, scientists led by Xizhong Zhang of the University of Hawaii exposed a frozen specimen of methanol and carbon monoxide to high-energy electrons which mimicked galactic cosmic rays bombarding Arrokoth at doses equivalent to about 1.8 billion years' worth of space radiation. The simulated radiation set off a series of chemical reactions in the ice, which led to the formation of a group of carbon-rich molecules known as polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, or PAHs, known to be common in the universe. But interestingly, spectroscopic techniques revealed the radiation-infused ices also produced glucose, the main sugar in your blood and your body's primary source of energy. Scientists also detected aloes coming out of these experiments, which is a sugar found in fruits and nuts, and glycerol, which is commonly used as a humectant in soaps to help your skin retain its moisture. When viewed from space, the PAHs, glucose and other sugars would appear red. It's not only freaky and interesting that Kuiper Belt objects may taste sweet and soapy, but could be part of the puzzle of how life originated here on Earth. Sugar worlds in the Kuiper Belt, like Arrokoth, may have impacted Earth early in its history and ferried prebiotic molecules as well as water to our planet, providing the feedstock for biomolecules that would have been crucial for emerging life. I have actually held a piece of moon rock, but sorry to say, I didn't lick it. In order to verify the notion that Kuiper Belt objects taste sweet, you'd have to go there and remove your helmet. This is unlikely and inadvisable. In the meantime, taste instead some warming ruby port, such as can be found closer by in the Clain Karoo. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham, wishing us clear skies. FMR 101.3